Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden's Supreme Court of the United States nominee, Ketanji Brown Jackson, will be questioned by lawmakers today in Washington.
Justice Breyer, the members of the Senate will decide if I fill your seat, but please know that I could never fill your shoes.
Theoretically, based on numbers, the Democrats could put Jackson through to the Supreme Court without any Republican support. It appears many on Capitol Hill want to hear Jackson before the Senate Judiciary Committee before making a decision on her nomination. A China Eastern 737 passenger jet carrying 132 people crashed in southern China on Monday. China's equivalent to the FAA said it has been confirmed that this flight has crashed, adding that it had activated its emergency response and dispatched a working group to the scene. The plane was carrying 123 passengers and 9 flight crew members. USA Radio News.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Basketball player LeBron James has reached another milestone in his career.
LeBron James is rising once again up the NBA's career scoring list. James passed up NBA great Karl Malone into second place on the all-time scoring list during the Lakers' 127-119 loss against the Washington Wizards Saturday night. James scored 38 points for Los Angeles, racking up a career total 36,947 points, putting him behind only the legendary Kareem Abdul-Jabbar by 1,441 points.
It's an honor for myself, for my hometown, and for my family, my friends, to be able to live these moments.
From the USA Radio News Northeast News Bureau, I'm Chris Russell.
Ukraine directly rejected a Russian offer to open 2 safe corridors out of Mariupol in exchange for the city's surrender as the relentless missile strikes on the battered seaport city continued for a 4th week Monday. Ukrainian leadership said there could be no talk of any surrender or lying down of arms. USA Radio News.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
President Biden's military leadership has shown many faults during his term as president and vice president. Crimea was lost to Russia under Biden's watch, and now Ukraine could lose its sovereignty under Biden's leadership. So how will the president do if and when China overtakes Taiwan? Representative Ken Buck, the Republican from Colorado, he joined Newsmax to discuss the strong possibility of new Chinese aggression against their neighbor.
And I think that's a great point. President Biden is really working from a position of weakness. He has not demonstrated a position of strength in Afghanistan. That was an absolute debacle. China moved into Afghanistan as soon as our last troops had left. They have seized our weapons from Afghanistan. China is benefiting from President Biden's weakness. There's no reason to believe that they respect his strength, and there's no reason to believe they believe that the United States will be a deterrent to whatever they want to do in Taiwan.
Lagging behind Russia in developing hypersonic weapons, the U.S. Navy is rushing to field its first with installation on a warship as soon as late next year. These weapons, which travel at ballistic missile speeds, are difficult to shoot down because of their maneuverability. The Russian military says it already developed hypersonic missiles, and they targeted Ukraine sites, marking the weapon's first use in combat over the weekend. It should be noted the Pentagon could not confirm a hypersonic weapon was used in the attacks. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important quality that I was looking for was a publisher who is honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Live.
Well, not only America, let's say the world, ladies and gentlemen, huh? This is where we are as we continue to watch what's happening in Ukraine. Just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour, John Guandolo from Understanding the Threat joins us now. Hey, John, how are you?
I'm doing great, Bill. Great to be back on with you.
Always good to be talking to you. I was especially touched by Dakota Meyer, the former Marine, recent Medal of Honor winner, who went to the border of Ukraine and Poland to see things that were happening for himself. And he said that he had an idea of what to expect, but he was totally shocked once he got there and seeing the reality of what Putin is doing to the civilians. It's just incomprehensible. And to think about what would anybody do when they're suddenly displaced? I mean, we're talking now, what, 10 million already have been displaced from their home country as a result of this war? And you imagine, you say, wow, what happened if the city of Los Angeles suddenly got attacked and they all had to displace? What would happen? I mean, the lives, babies that are born, orphans suddenly, the impact that Putin has been wreaking upon the people of Ukraine. And it's clearly, as he said, it's not about military outposts or targets. He's just going out and he's just leveling everything. And if the civilians are in the way, the heck with it, right?
Well, that's right. And I think the humanitarian toll is certainly something we need to be thinking about and considering and certainly praying for and offering. I know there are a lot of agencies and organizations who are now offering assistance and helping in a number of ways. But I think the question we need to ask as American citizens, what's fascinating to me is the fact that America turned on a dime. And all of a sudden, this is where our entire focus is, from elementary schools to in church to you name it. And I'm wondering, where was all of this when Hong Kong was being taken over by China? Where is the outcry that over 3,400 Christians have been slaughtered by jihadis in Nigeria, just as one example? Where's the outrage for the other tragedies? And just raising the question, why is all of a sudden this something America needs to be engaged in? That's just a question. What's the national security interest for America? The humanitarian issue because of this war is something that American citizens and nonprofits and charities around the world can offer up support for. But why is the United States offering military, financial, and other support from our government? Because there's no national security interest here. Or if there is, nobody's articulated it from the U.S. government.
Well, John, as you point out, national security is 24/7. And the problem is, you know, this is the challenge that we have when we go under new management every 4 to 8 years. And especially you have right now demonstrably a weakened leadership on every level. I don't care if you're talking about the White House, the military itself. The military seems to be more focused on pronouns than military readiness. The reason that we are here now is just as exactly as you said. We ignored Hong Kong. We've ignored steps along the way. You hear a manifesto from Putin. Says, hey, this is it. This is what we're doing. We're going to go. And he starts amassing soldiers at the border. And everybody thinks, oh, what's he? Is he just going to have a bar mitzvah there or something? You know, what's happening? I mean, or no, I don't even know anybody asked what's happening. They just sat there and let it happen. And so the nature of war, as you know, is that you can pay me now or pay me later. The longer you wait to answer the challenge, the more complicated, and the number of casualties increase exponentially, don't they?
Well, that's true, and I don't disagree with that. I think your assessment is correct when you're talking in general, but I think what we're watching is with regards to Mr. Biden, I find it interesting that, and I want to put all this into perspective. We have the report out about a week ago from that was actually authored by Paul Sperry, who just put together all the information that's available that we know now from 2014 through today. The Democrats working with the Ukrainian government to unseat President Trump, and Americans committing treason, and certainly some Ukrainian government officials, you can argue, committed crimes in violation of U.S. federal code. You've got corrupt leadership in the Ukraine, and my only question is, why is this worth sending more American troops, American lives, and treasure to the Ukraine? I'm not buying it. This is kabuki theater. This is... that we have been lied to from the get-go, and you can go back to Russia collusion, where we were told one thing and it was exactly the other thing. To COVID, now we know. Now that they, you know, Rand Paul is on the floor of the Senate, we know masks don't work. We know this is a big lie. We know this is all about control.
Yeah,
now
the lockdowns didn't work.
All the data coming out from the DOD about all this. But the point is, we're being lied to, so I don't trust that this is an earnest effort. And the fact that the entire government, the media, Sean Penn, George Soros, all jumped on the same bandwagon on one day for the Ukraine, that should raise everyone's red flag.
Well, it's a good point. The challenge we have with this, John, and I get it. I understand people are confused. I talk to people every day about this, and they are confused because of the misinformation on both sides. The propaganda that comes, you know, not only from our Defense Department, but, you know, from Russia especially. You've got, you know, their internet bots. They're out there just pilfering the internet communication channels with their narrative and their story that they want to get out. And meanwhile, you've got the media showing us every night the carnage that's taking place. And this is what is really pulling at the hearts, you know, the heartstrings of the American people. Now, I get it that people say, look at, you know, I don't think America should be, you know, the police of the world. Well, I'm not sure I go along with that. I mean, I understand where that comes from, because I think that for me, being a man of faith, I believe that God blessed this country for a particular reason, and that we need to step up and do our part. The problem is we didn't do our part early, which is what you talked about earlier. And the longer we wait, the more complicated it gets. And then you get to a situation where, you know, you don't have a choice, but you've got to put boots on the ground. And God forbid if it comes to that. But it just seems like every day more and more, you know, what are we going to do? How are we going to save these millions of people that are being devastated? Because, you know, the bottom line is, you know, can this world live with a Putin or a mindset like Vladimir Putin?
Well, I think if we're living with the Z, we're living with the leaders of North Korea and Iran, we're living with them. Yes, we can live with Putin. there are many evil men out there running countries. I think the question is, why aren't we dealing with the communists and the jihadis in the United States?
Exactly.
Got to go to break.
Let's pick it up from there. More from John Guandola.
Extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. In 1946, Reverend Charlie Byers set out to spread the gospel locally via his radio show, The Gospel Tide Hour. Through God's providence, that radio show has grown into the Tide Global Radio Ministry, sharing the truth about Jesus in multiple languages on three continents. On March 17th, we will host Reverend Byers' son, Nelson, for a special I Remember When interview to learn more about the inception of the Tide Ministry. Nelson has observed and participated in the Tide Ministry since its founding 75 years ago. His memory is full of anecdotal information that's never been recorded, and we are so excited to learn more about the history of the Tide Ministry. To learn more about the Tide Ministry and how you can listen in as Nelson shares his I Remember When insights, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Let's say your business does $10,000 to $15,000 or more monthly revenue. There are times when you need more cash flow to run your business, right? Well, if you're a business owner in this situation, you need to call the Merchant Funding Line. We don't play by bank rules. We're a direct lender with the power to approve deals. We look at your business and we decide how much money to lend you. Good credit or bad credit, even if your business was affected by the recent pandemic. If your business is solid, we can lend you up to $500,000 in one day. That's $500,000 in one day. Use the money for anything you think is right to run your business. If you need money, call now to learn how easy it is to get up to $500,000 in as little as one day. 800-296-1229. 800-296-1229. 800-296-1229. That's 800-296-1229.
Fresh and independent we are, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We're back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. And we've got John Guandola, the counterterrorism expert, former FBI agent. And, you know, this is a question that's come up. You know, John is saying, what is the national security interest in Ukraine? You know, that should be the critical question that's asked about all things, whether it's Ukraine, whether it's Afghanistan, Iran, Iraq. I mean, just go right on down the list. But meanwhile, we've got serious security security interests here in the United States with open borders. I mean, John, what do we have? Over 2 million people come into the country that haven't been vetted. We don't know if they're friend or foe. And this president and his administration are flying these immigrants deep into the country late at night. I mean, obviously, it's suspicious. If Donald Trump would have done anything that approximated these kind of shenanigans, oh, my goodness, the press would be, their heads would explode. Gray matter would be all over the place. But Joe Biden gets away with it. And we're going to end up paying for it, kind of like what we're dealing with right now. You know, I said, look, we can either deal with the problem right now or we'll kick it up down the road. And when it gets a lot more complicated, and then we're not talking about just, you know, I don't know how many you could say, 100 jihadis. Maybe there's 1,000 that have come in illegally. Maybe there's tens of thousands for all we know. We don't know. But what are we going to deal with, you know, down the road 10 years from now? Because they have a tendency to know how to wait this out and figure when to hit America when it's most vulnerable.
Well, that's absolutely right. And I think, go back to the first thing you said. What's the national security interest? And what's the duty? You know, our system of government is set up that the enumerated duties and responsibilities of the federal government is all that they have. Mm-hmm. They are not allowed everything else that's not specifically enumerated in the Constitution. They are not allowed to do, and that's left up to the states and to the people. Otherwise, if it's not specifically enumerated. And nowhere in the Constitution does it say that the American federal government is to be used for humanitarian reasons to support other people across the world just because it feels good. I know, looking at the TV and seeing this, but people have to remember, just as of a few days ago, the two worst cities in the Ukraine, the death toll from civilians was in the around 123 was the one report. Mm-hmm. And the total troops on both sides that have been lost are less than 2,500 in several weeks of fighting. Now, think about that in terms of just numbers. Mm-hmm. You know, if we put it in terms of World War II, the Allies firebombed Dresden and killed 100,000 people to break the back of the adversary in the war, because we knew we were in a war for our survival. And I'm not making a moral judgment of whether that was right or wrong. What I'm saying is it's war, it's brutal, it's ugly, but every war, and there are other wars going on right now around the world, we don't just get involved. The way we've gotten involved all over the world in the last several decades has been a misuse of our finances and a misuse of our military. And I'm specifically thinking of many of the humanitarian roles. Our military is not built to be humanitarians. We have nonprofits and NGOs that do those things. And I, as a citizen, can spend my money to support an organization to go over and render aid to citizens of the Ukraine that are trying to get out. Meanwhile, in America, you have real communists taking over cities and areas and real jihadis working together at the ground level that are taking over places like Nashville, like Columbus, like Kansas City, like Charlotte, like Dearborn, like Minneapolis, like Houston, Texas, and the list goes on and on. And we're not doing anything about this. And when you look at what this administration, but other administrations have done, but let's talk about the things you just talked about, the border, what we're doing, our government is bringing illegals in, allowing them to come in and then transporting them and paying them and putting them in communities across the country for the sole purpose of destroying the country. That's what they're doing. Their international policies, their foreign policies, the fiscal policies is all about destroying the republic. That's what they're doing. And we have got to pull our head out of our butts and realize this is what's going on. So while they're directing all of our attention to the Ukraine, Americans should just ask the question, how did this happen that all of a sudden everything in America turned hard over here. Now everything's Ukraine, and we're teaching classes to elementary school children, and they're talking about it in churches, and we're writing articles. You go to any news media outlet, they've got 15 articles about Ukraine, how bad Putin is, the terrible damage, all the pictures. It's like a propaganda, you know, just
it's a setup, John. You're exactly right. It's a setup. And the thing is, what they fail to recall is Ukraine's participation in, at least one impeachment trial of Donald Trump, the corruption involvement with the Biden family, $1 billion. That's the other thing I've been asking our audience about. You know, Joe Biden made this big deal about signing, you know, $1 billion worth of armament last week. And I go, well, earlier on the 15th, he signed what Congress passed, Congress and Senate passed, with the ombudsman's bill, to finance our government, and Ukraine was to get something like $14.1 billion. There's been no mention of that. Where did that money go? I mean, my mind, unfortunately, goes to thinking, well, is the Biden family connected with that? Does he have Hunter and Jim, his brother Jim, out there peddling that $14.1 billion to see, okay, what can he get for the big guy before that money is turned over to the Ukrainians? I mean, there's no question. There's rank corruption in Ukraine, but like you said, we're getting our heartstrings pulled, and we need to understand what is our purpose. And, what is our role in all this, and not to get confused, because, as I said early on, what ball are we taking off, our eyes off of, and something else happening? And here you are, you're saying, look at Bill, you got problems here in River City that abound that are much more severe than what's happening in Ukraine.
That's right. I mean, you've got, let's look at Minneapolis, the train wreck that is Minneapolis, and the St. Paul, the Twin Cities. The communists and jihadis are running that place. And people that deny that or don't want to talk about that apparently don't know what's going on. But that's going on across the country, that America's being eroded from the inside. And you mentioned it in the first minute of the show when you said, our generals are more worried about pronouns than they are about fighting and winning wars. And that's exactly right. And it's across the board. The corruption, the rank corruption is so bad in the United States and in all components of the government. And that's why the work Understanding the Threat does is focused at the local level and local communities. Look, this is just me talking, that as a human being, we should be compassionate, empathetic, sympathetic with our fellow human being. And I am with the people in Ukraine. And I will support organizations that support the people, because just like in Russia during the Stalin years, and quite frankly, even during now, during the Soviet Union, the people were being harshly abused. And like in every communist system, which is totally corrupt and the elites rule and the people suffer, it's brutal. It's brutal. And in war, it's brutal for the Ukrainian people. And we should support them. That is not the role of the U.S. federal government. Never has been. Just because they've taken that role on and done things in the last three decades like this, that doesn't make it right, and it's not constitutional, and it creates grave fiscal issues. It creates grave issues in our military and our diplomatic structure, because people think this is the way it's supposed to be done, that we use our military to go, give people food and help people. That's not the role of the military. We have other organizations for that, and if they're not doing it, then those organizations need to get fixed.
Want to pay off your 30-year mortgage in half the time? Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. Take advantage of a lower rate with half the payments. If you're looking to lower your interest rate, pay your home off sooner, or pull out some cash, don't miss this opportunity. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again with rates this low. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. It's not often to get such an amazing second chance to refinance and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2.75%. 5% with a 2.94 APR. Network Capital has experts standing by right now to help. Call 800-500-1HIT. 800-500-1HIT. As in home run, call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the financing law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden's Supreme Court of the United States nominee, Ketanji Brown Jackson, will be questioned by lawmakers today in Washington.
Justice Breyer, the members of the Senate will decide if I fill your seat, but please know that I could never fill your shoes.
Theoretically, based on numbers, the Democrats could put Jackson through to the Supreme Court without any Republican support. It appears many on Capitol Hill want to hear Jackson before the Senate Judiciary Committee before making a decision on her nomination. A China Eastern 737 passenger jet carrying 132 people crashed in southern China on Monday. China's equivalent to the FAA said it has been confirmed that this flight has crashed, adding that it had activated its emergency response and dispatched a working group to the scene. The plane was carrying 123 passengers and 9 flight crew members. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
With the America, Bill Martinez here, just about 20 minutes before the top of the hour. Robert Morgan joins us now, writer and speaker who serves as the teaching pastor at the Donaldson Fellowship in Nashville, author of The Red Sea Rules, The Strength You Need, Reclaiming the Lost Art of Biblical Meditation, Then Sings My Soul. Robert, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Oh, thank you, Bill. Always so good to hear your voice.
Well, good to have you back on with us. I want to talk about your book, The 50 final events in world history, the Bible's last words on Earth's final days. The timing of your book is such is that it really is consistent with questions that people are asking. I find it quite curious, Robert, is that I noticed that people with all the things that are going on around the world, COVID, China, Ukraine, Russia, Iran, I see them looking up. And I say, wow, and even people who profess to be atheists, they're looking up as if they're looking for an answer. What do you think?
Yes, these are very perilous times. And I'll tell you who's talking about the end of the world. It used to be the preachers preaching about the end of the world, but now it's the scholars and the academics. And I just read today that there's one scholar who says that a geomagnetic storm, in other words, solar flares, such as we have already seen in the last century, if it were to happen now, it could knock out the entire world's internet and electronic grids. Mm-hmm. There are so many dangers right now, Bill, that we're facing. But the interesting thing is that all of these events seem to be merging together with biblical prophecy and with the book of Revelation. And this is why, as a believer, as someone who has a Bible in my hand, I can hold the newspaper, look at it, and like you say, I can look up.
Exactly. Well, and in this sense, you have a compass heading in looking up. Some people look up because it's instinctive. I think it's in our DNA. It's part of our God nature, made in His image, that we know the answer is above, it's not below. And right now, for example, I have to be honest with you, and I shared this with some other pastors, is that in my devotion time in praying for Ukraine and what's happening between Ukraine and Russia right now, I have to really measure my prayer in such a way that it is consistent with God's will and his kingdom purposes. Otherwise, I could find myself like Peter telling Jesus, hey, you don't need to go to the cross. You know, you shouldn't be talking like that. And then Jesus' response was, get behind me, Satan. But it's like, okay, God, I know that you're in charge. You're on the move here. What's happening in Ukraine and Russia is not a surprise. But my question is it leading us? I mean, all things are leading to the end of the last days and taking us down that road. But is this one of those definitive roads, or is it a road to repentance and revival?
Well, hopefully it's a road to repentance and revival. The church in Ukraine is very strong. It's the largest mission-sending church in Eastern Europe. They send out more missionaries than any other country in Eastern Europe. But if you look at a map, Ukraine is directly above Israel. You go from Israel right up through Turkey and the Black Sea, and there you have Ukraine. Mm-hmm. And it says in Ezekiel 38 and 39 that when the armies of the Antichrist come down to destroy Israel, they will come down from the north.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes.
We look at all of this and we say, Lord, are these pieces lining up?
Exactly.
But I'll say on the other hand, Bill, I think the prayers of Christians around the world have made a difference in this conflict. Mm-hmm. The chariot wheels of Pharaoh's soldiers were jammed up by the Lord and
right.
slowed down by the Lord. And I'm praying, God, jam up the wheels, yeah. the chariot wheels of
exactly.
Vladimir Putin.
Well, and that's been my prayer as well. Look what we're finding out is that here it is, an energy-rich country comes to a war with not a full tank of gas.
Yeah.
So this has delayed their movements. The other thing that's happening is that, and this is something I sense from day one, is you've got these young Russian soldiers that are coming into a country that they have relatives in. And then we find out that Putin tells them, hey, you're going to come they're going to be glad to see you. They're going to have a parade for you. They're going to welcome you as liberators. And when they get there, you know, they're greeted with Molotov cocktails and ammunition and their tanks are being blown up. And so, wait a minute, what's going on with the lie? And then we see here recently where some tank commanders, they get out of the tanks and say, we're not doing this. We're quitting. I mean, and for them to do that, Robert, I mean, that's absolute treason. I mean, you've got protesters in the streets of Russia right now that are facing 20 years of incarceration because they've spoken out against the government. That's a done deal. I mean, there's no argument. There's no negotiation. There's no court. It's just that's the way it is. You got 20 years. So for them to demonstrate like that, for tank commanders to abandon their tanks, and I would dare say that we'll probably find out afterwards, along to your point about jamming the wheels, is there's probably been some misaiming, I might say, for some of these Russian soldiers that have said, you know, I know that it should be a couple clicks up, but I'm going to do a couple clicks down, and I'm not going to hit that building or that intended target. We may not know that right now, but down the road, I believe we're going to hear stories like that.
Nothing has gripped the awareness or the heart of the world since 9/11,
yes.
since this event, Bill. But I'll tell you something. And, my book, The 50 Final Events in World History, is a simple study of the book of Revelation. But I believe with all of my heart that Vladimir Putin is a preview of the mm-hmm. coming Antichrist.
Right.
He is a man of lawlessness. He is a man bent on worldwide domination. He hates believers. He hates the Jewish people. And he is bent on conquest to the point of insanity. And I'm not saying he is the Antichrist, but I think that if you want to know something about what the Antichrist will be like, just look at Vladimir Putin and then amplify him with demonic power by three or four times.
Exactly.
These are very instructive times for us.
Yeah, because we know that the Antichrist will use propaganda. They will take control of the media outlets and present a story. And this is what's happened. is Putin has been controlling it to a degree, and he's been frustrated. And I think this is part of the thing that tells us not now, but this is a learning, you know, a learning opportunity for us to see how the mechanism will work. And why, especially people of faith, lest even the people of faith be deceived, that they need to be mindful and discerning of the information, the communication that's out there, right?
Yes, Bill, we have got to understand as believers now, it's time for us to understand the book of Revelation. All of this is leading up towards the events that are described in detail and linear fashion in the book of Revelation. And Revelation is not called the book of obscurity or the book of confusion. This is the book where God reveals to his servants what is going to take place. And I'm just seized with the desire that people get their hands around the wonder of what God has told us is coming. It's apocalyptic, but it's for the child of God, it is hopeful. It is exciting. We are on the precipice of history. We are on the crest of prophecy. We are living in prophetic times. And I look at all of this with a sense of horror, but also with a sense of hope.
Yes, without a doubt. Because what happens with persecution and with what's going on is it will draw people to the church. And this is where the church needs to get ready. Really be ready, because we are God's answer. We're God's hospitals for those people that are coming for the truth. And there will be a revival in the midst, because the Bible speaks of a revival that will take place in the last of the last days. It's as if God's saying, okay, look at the gate's getting ready to close. We're going to shut it down. So now everybody's got to run, you know, to the right exit that will bring them into eternal life. And it is going to be incumbent upon Jesus' church to lead the way, right?
Yes, absolutely.
I'll tell you what. Forgive me, Robert. We got to go to quick break. Let's go to quick break. We'll pick it up from there when we come back. More from Robert Morgan and the 50 final events in world history after this.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Hi, it's Rick. I'm at the Smith's home. Where's Donnie?
Leaves and autumn bookings pile up for Rick's gutter cleaning service.
He's out? Ah, come on.
He needs help before his bottom line gets clogged.
Okay, well, what about Christiana? We still got six houses today.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than $1 a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Great to have you with us. Just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour, a conversation with Robert Morgan continues. The 50 final events in world history, the Bible's last words on Earth's final days. Robert, as we were saying before break, this is really exciting times, and God gives us this revelation so that we wouldn't worry, right?
Yes, the book of Revelation is the most comforting book in some ways in the Bible, especially for facing these times. The action shifts from heaven to earth and back to heaven and back to earth. And while things are unfolding on earth, heaven is rejoicing because evil is being judged and the times are being prepared for Jesus to come again. And so we have these wonderful hymns in the book of Revelation. Holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty, who was and is and is to come, and hallelujah, the lion and the lamb is coming to reign. So if we can understand the unfolding events of Revelation, then that will give us some perspective, Bill, for understanding all that's happening in our times with China, with Russia, with the dangers of cryptocurrency, with what's happening in the dark, dark web, with all of these sinister forces that are taking place. These are spiritual battles that are being waged right
exactly.
now. And the chessboard is being set up for the return of Jesus Christ.
Robert, don't you sometimes want to, at least I do, and I don't mean it in a mean sort of way, but I want to, you know, get people in the church and just look them straight in the eye. You know, the people especially say, well, the book of Revelations is confusing. It's just so hard to understand. This is God's gift to you. He's saying, here's, I mean, right now, you're the very same person that says, I don't understand the chaos. Well, hello, Bible, right here. Book of Revelations, you know, and for you to cop out and say, oh, it's too confusing. No, come on. That's a cop out. And there's a responsibility that you have not only to yourself, but your family, your community, your church that needs you to be discerning and understanding, because as iron sharpens iron, we need to come alongside one another to get through these times of travail.
You are absolutely right. And I wrote the 50 final events in world history because I truly believe that I can explain the book of Revelation to a middle schooler in a way that he or she will understand it. There are some images there and some apocalyptic pictures that intimidate people. But really, as you know, Bill, the flow of events, the sequence of events leading up to the return of Christ, it's laid out like a roadmap.
Yes.
And Revelation. Mm-hmm. And once people see these 50 events, then all of a sudden this book it comes into focus, and you can say, God has chosen to end his Bible with a roadmap for the future, and he gives a blessing to me if I'll study it. One of the verses in the first part of Revelation says, blessed is the person who reads this book and who hears it.
Yes.
And so there is a tremendous blessing the church in America is missing right now because they are afraid of the book of Revelation. And honestly, Bill, it is not that difficult. I think that I can help people understand this critical book, which is the consummation of all of the other books of the Bible.
Exactly. And the thing that's consistent with this book is the timeline and the exactness of it. Everything from Genesis to Revelation, when you read about God, it's not, well, I think you ought to make a tent kind of like this, and it should be about this size. No, everything is exact about God. And the same thing for Revelation. So if you lay out, like you say, the map of this, you can see clearly the timeline of the final events in world history.
I truly believe that. And we've put maps, we've put charts, we've done everything we can to make it just as simple as possible. And you know, Bill, the Bible comes full circle. God is telling a story in Scripture, and it's the story of his redemptive work on this planet. And it began in a paradise, and it's going to end with a paradise. It began with the devil showing up, and it's going to end with the devil being cast into heaven, into hell. It began with us being separated from God. It's going to end with us being reconciled to God. And the last two chapters of Revelation, I take very literally. My wife is there in that city of New Jerusalem. And it's the most, let me put it to you this way. Every book in the Bible moves towards the book of Revelation, and every chapter in Revelation moves towards the description of our eternal home.
Right. You know, imagine, Robert, here you have a loving God. I mean, we understand love as much as we can in a human context. We read of God's infinite love, and it's still hard for us to comprehend. And our hearts break over the loss of a loved one. And just at our level. And imagine the heartbreak of the Father when Adam and Eve sinned, and they were no longer, they had to be cast out of the Garden of Eden. And here we are, all these years, and the heartbreak, the Father has been suffering, you know, in anticipation that his bride will come home and return to a rightful position that he always had planned and purposed for us. And midway, he, in order to seal the deal for history and through the millennia, he sends his son to make a path for us, a redeeming path for us. It's how much he loves us. And just for a moment, I'm trying to comprehend God's heartbreak for his lost creation. And when we talk about God's love, I think sometimes we just pass over it so casually to not understand and appreciate how much he loves us and how his heart is broken because we're away from him.
The binding that ties all of the pages of the Bible together is love.
Yeah.
It's what holds everything together. It's what holds us together. And this is the wonder of Scripture, the cohesive, the comprehensive and the cohesive nature of the story of the Bible is, once you see it, it's hard to believe that it's not true because it is so masterfully laid out. I mean, the Bible was given over a period of 1400 years progressively, starting with, as we have it in our Bibles, Genesis, and then all the way to Revelation. But it's one story around one great hero told by one author, and it brings everything full circle. And without the book of Revelation, our picture of Jesus is incomplete.
Yes.
Without the book of Revelation, our understanding of history is incomplete. I'm just seized with the wonder of these 22 chapters that make up the end of the Bible, Bill. We have, the American church and Christians around the world have got to rediscover the book of Revelation and the hopefulness and the roadmap that it gives us.
Well, that's our prayer, Robert, is that they do. Because our time is drawing nigh. I mean, with what we see these signs, I mean, we were told that these rumors of war, wars would happen, pandemics would happen. All the signs are coming there. And as I mentioned early on in the first segment, people instinctively, who even claim to be atheists, suddenly are looking to the sky because they realize their answer isn't in Washington, D.C. It's not in Russia. It's not in China. But it's in God above, who designed this all, who has a perfect plan. And it's playing out according to his eternal plan and purpose, not according to man's.
Yes, without Jesus, there is no hope for the planet, no hope for the human race, and no hope for you or me.
Yes.
But with Jesus, there is an ocean of hope. We just float in the hopefulness that bubbles up throughout the entire Bible, but it comes to a tremendous climax in the book of Revelation. Mm-hmm. So I'm really praying that God will use this book to help unlock this this book that so many people think is mysterious and incomprehensible. Bill, we just have got to understand the 50 final events in world history and God's last words on Earth's final days. We've got to seize on the hope of the book of Revelation.
Like you would think God would just tease us, just play with us and you know, just joke around and just be kidding about this. I mean, some people's attitude is such that, you know, they think, well, the Bible, you know, how can you really believe the Bible? And I say, how can you not? I mean, to me, it's an easy thing just to say, well, how can you believe it? Like, what are you copping out for? I mean, to me, that's a cop out.
There is so much evidence for the truthfulness of the Bible. But going back to what we were saying before, the cohesive nature of the story of Scripture. You know, I'm a writer. I've never published a novel, but I did write one, and I studied how to do it. And with a novel, you have an opening that presents dilemmas. You have a protagonist. You have an antagonist. You have ups and downs in the action. You have a pivotal moment. You have a hero who's going to save the day. You have a conclusion that circles back to the beginning and puts everything in perspective and ends the book, hopefully, in a very good way that will be satisfying to the reader. Now, that is exactly what the Bible is, but it's not fiction. It's real.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Very well said and put into perfect context and understanding. Robert, I agree with you, and I pray for your vision that the 50 final events in world history, the Bible's last words on Earth's final days, I just have this sense of confidence that this is going to go through some walls and doors and capture attention and wake people up to realize that we're living these events and God wants us to be prepared. This is his blessing for us. It's up to us to, you know, pick it up and receive his blessing. And thank you so much for being faithful in presenting this to us. Robert Morgan has been our guest. Robert, thank you. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you, Bill.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to...